And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered nutritionist dietitian with Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota, and involved in a few other things, and star of TV and everything else these days.
I guess so. Yeah,
good. You were on what, Compass, I think it was, or mm-hmm. another program on,
yes.
on TV talking about alternative
plant-based foods
and things. Yep. That was very interesting. So,
well, thank you.
I see you're in the Western Garden article in there this week, too. So you're getting around all over the place.
That's what I do.
You're also speaking at the Madison Mercantile, I believe.
I will be there tomorrow.
Community Cares at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes, which is for all caregivers.
Right.
So anybody who wants to come out, we're just going to talk conversation about holiday foods and all of that fun stuff.
Even if you're not a caregiver, if you just want
Absolutely.
To drop in, you're welcome to do so.
Support caregivers.
And have a cup of coffee at the Merc on
right.
Wednesday.
Right. You got it.
All right. Well, today we're going to be talking about weight loss medications.
Yeah. Dietitian's perspective on weight loss medications.
Okay.
I
have a feeling that you probably aren't real positive on weight loss medications.
Well, pros and cons. And yeah. I've kind of been avoiding this topic. but I've had so many people ask me questions about it that I felt like maybe it was time to talk about it, especially as we're getting close to the new year. So many people end up with those weight loss resolutions, and those weight loss medications are something they're going to look at. So I'm going to start with a couple of things. First and foremost, this is a conversation you need to have with your healthcare provider. So if you're interested in a weight loss medication, semaglutide is kind of the big overarching name for kind of the most common ones that we're using right now. But if this is something that you're interested in, you need to talk to your doctor about it. They're going to be able to look at you specifically and decide if it's the right next step.
So don't just decide by the television commercial or something.
What a great lead in to my next point. The United States and New Zealand are the only countries that allow advertising of prescription medications direct to consumer. How much do you think pharma companies spend on advertising dollars for prescription meds?
Well, not nearly enough on the radio station, but overall nationally, a lot. Probably billions.
$8.8 billion last year. Billion with a B. So that's why you've heard about these medications. Surveys show at least 70% of the population has heard about these medications to some extent. Oprah made some comments about these medications within the last week or so. And anytime celebrities are doing this, it's going to skyrocket questions and usage and
right.
all of that. Semaglutide, as Ozempic, has been around and available in the U.S. for about 5 years now. Originally used for type 2 diabetes and then approved a couple of years ago for weight loss. In that time, about 1.7% of the American population has been on it. So if we think about a town of about 1,500 people, that's at least 25 people. And I can tell you that it is probably much higher in our small communities. So I say this to tell you, be mindful of how you talk about these medications out and about in the community, because you might be talking to somebody who's taking it. So if you're talking about how it's cheating or not a good idea or anything like that, that person might be actively taking that medication. So just be a little bit mindful of what you're saying.
Well, it still might not be a good idea, but
right. Whether or not they should be on the medication, yeah, they don't need your opinion right
that's
now.
That's true. Not up to you, though, right?
That's right. And then lastly, just before we dive into kind of the medication itself, remember that your weight is not a great measure of your actual health. So weight is a number that tells me your physical mass. It doesn't tell me what you eat. It doesn't tell me how active you are. It doesn't tell me how you feel. It says very little about your individual health on a personal level. So all of that said, why might some people take this medication? Well, one of the most common reasons is that they just have a lot of frustration over failed weight loss efforts in the past. People feel like they've tried other things, it hasn't worked or it hasn't lasted. And now there seems to be this almost miracle drug that pretty universally works for most people to lose weight. So a lot of people just try it for that reason. Sometimes weight loss will alleviate other challenges that have maybe prevented people from making lifestyle change. So if they have arthritis, for example, if you have arthritis, oftentimes that's improved by weight loss. If you lose a little bit of weight and you have less arthritis and you can move more, that might help you lose more weight. So some people might do it for something like that or for sleep apnea. Again, if you've got better sleep, that can support further weight loss. Some people feel a complete lack of control over their food choices. Eating is as much mental as it is physical. So these medications tend to change how we think about food because we're not obsessing about food anymore. People tend to have a lot fewer cravings. They tend to feel more full. It might be for its original use. A lot of people take it for diabetes management. It's very effective at controlling blood sugars. Some people might be taking it to address a more immediate health concern if they need weight loss for a medical procedure or something like that. So there's a lot of reasons that people might consider these medications. So if you choose to take it and you lose weight, does the weight stay off?
I suppose you have to keep taking it.
You have to keep taking it.
And that doesn't sound like a good thing.
So no, the weight typically doesn't stay off if you stop taking it. Now, we don't have a lot of studies on this because these medications just haven't been around for a long time. But with the research that we do have, when an individual stops taking these medications, they seem to have a regain of about 2/3 of the weight that they lost. So it's likely a lifelong decision if we choose to do one of these medications. Are there risks? Yep, just like with any medication. Again, you need to talk to your doctor about what those risks are for you specifically.
I get a little concerned when they advertise a medication and it takes them 30 seconds to tell me about the medication and about 2 minutes to tell me why I shouldn't take it.
So, I know.
When that the things that could happen to me.
Could cut back on that $8.8 billion a little bit if they didn't need to list such a long list of side effects. You're right. There are a lot of side effects. And just because they're there doesn't mean that everybody is going to experience them. They're just possible. So bottom line, do you still need to make diet and lifestyle changes even if you use this medication? Absolutely. So in my personal experience, over more than a decade of working with hundreds, maybe thousands of people on weight loss, if you don't have the mentality of lifestyle change and you're not ready or you don't have the desire to commit to just living differently, thinking about food differently, approaching the situation differently, then the weight loss is just not going to stick. Tons of medications have been used in the past, either weight loss medications specifically or off-label use of medications for weight loss or weight management, and the results are typically the same. If we only use the medication and we don't have that diet and lifestyle component, we tend to not see continued success, and it doesn't appear that these medications are different than that. Does that mean that you shouldn't take it? Not necessarily. It means you should talk to your provider. So back to where we started with it. You need to make sure that you're talking to your doctor and asking the questions and making sure that this is the right next step. So I have worked with a couple of people. Oftentimes insurance doesn't cover these medications at all. Sometimes insurance will only cover it if you're actively working with a dietitian. So I have a number of people that I see who are taking these medications and see me for insurance coverage of it, which is great because if we're going to use them, we also want to make those healthy changes. So remember that weight loss alone does not inherently mean health gain. If we're losing weight, but we're still not adequately nourished, is it really helping us in the long run? Or if we're losing weight, but we're still inactive and we're still eating mostly highly processed food, are we healthier or are we simply lighter? So kind of thinking about as you look at your long-term goals, what does that look like? Are you ready to make lifestyle change? Are you ready to commit to just looking at food a little bit differently? It doesn't mean giving up what you love. It doesn't mean you have to train for a marathon or climb a mountain or only eat everything organic or anything like that. It simply just means committing to looking at food and lifestyle a little bit differently.
Okay. Sounds like people who want to, similar to if you want to quit smoking or you want to quit drinking, you know, everybody's always looking for that miracle thing that will help them. But really, it boils down to, do you want to quit or do you want to or don't you?
And you have a little experience in that.
I do. And if you don't have the desire, it's not, no matter what you do, for
that's
medication
right.
or whatever, it's not going to get any better.
And I'm not here to tell you that you have to lose weight or that right. should be your goal. And you're not here to tell people that they have to quit smoking
that's
or
right.
drinking.
Because I quit smoking and drinking.
You did. But it is hard work. These things are difficult.
Especially when you've been doing it for a long time.
Exactly. So. And if it took you 40 years to put on that weight, it might take you several years to take off that weight. And that slow weight loss is still progress. It's still health gain. But talk to your doctor if these medications are something you're interested in. See if it's the right next step. But no matter what, still commit to looking at food a little bit differently and looking at how you can change your lifestyle as a whole.
And you'd be glad to help with that.
Sure.
All right. And how do they find you, Amber?
Yes, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition.
All right. And we'll be back on the air again next Tuesday.
Yes.
Another Taco Tuesday. In the meantime, have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
I'll probably see you sometime between now and then.
Probably most of Christmas.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, right. All right. Thank Thanks, you. Amber.